Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hello, I'm Pastor Sam Rodabaugh, bringing you today's Word of the Week, which is education. Now, there are many forms of education, but I'm going to be focusing in on the biblical principle of Christian education. Now, the word education is not actually found in the Bible, but that does not mean that God's Word does not promote it. No, far from it. The Hebrew words that I just spoke were what is known as the Shema, which are words from Deuteronomy chapter 6, and they're still used as a prayer in Judaism today. And the rest of that section reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." That's the Hebrew section I just read. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." So you see, God emphasizes early on the importance of Christian education. And notice that this education of children, it's not limited to a specific place, but to be spoken of both sitting at home, when you're walking, when you're lying down, when you're rising up. In other words, it's a never-ending process. But how particularly important it is for children to receive Christian education, whether at home or at school, as the Lord promises to bless it. "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." That's from Proverbs 22. Now, a wonderful example of this type of Christian education may be seen in the person of Timothy from the New Testament. Timothy was raised by his faithful grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, both who were believers and who shared their faith with Timothy. And as we see in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul writes, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Now, did you catch there at the end the importance of Christian education? Through this form of education, we train children in the Word of God, which is able to make you wise for eternal life. For it is through that Word alone through which the Holy Spirit works. And he works faith in the heart, and he shows us our Savior from sin. Now, without Christian education, you may know that God exists. You may be able to tell that someone created the world, and your conscience will bear witness against your sin and will show you that you need to answer for your sins, but that's all it can tell you. But through the various forms of Christian education, we may learn that we have an answer for this sin, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lived and died that we might live. So who is Christian education for? Well, we know it's intended for children, as a number of places above said, but also in Ephesians 6, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." But it's not exclusively for children. We actually see from Luke chapter 2 that even Jesus received Christian education, God himself, when we find that he was in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Listening and asking questions, a perfect example of what Christian education entails. And then another surprising candidate for Christian education are the prophets who wrote the Bible by the Holy Spirit's inspiration. Peter speaks about their form of Christian education in 1 Peter chapter 1 when he writes, "Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. Yes, even the men who wrote the Bible studied it to learn from it. And this shows us two things. That Christian education is not just for children. Oh, all believers ought to be busying themselves with it. And number two, that God himself is the instructor. For Peter goes on to write, "No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." So as we study God's word and receive education from it, it truly is from God, the best instructor. So continue in your Christian education. For as Paul writes in Romans 10, "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Yes, Christian education is vital. It is vital for our very salvation because in Christian education we learn about Jesus Christ and him crucified. So thank you for going through Christian education with me today, and I look forward to bringing another word to you in the future. Lord's blessings on your week.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.